Bandwidth and hosting for BagelTech Media is provided by UK2.net, web hosting for everyone, and sponsored by Large Software. Go to MakeMyPCNew.com right now and enter our code POD2 to get your special bundled offer. Your source for everything happening in media tech, this is BagelTech Media, episode number 28 for December 15th, 2010. You tubed the Bieber. Hello, welcome to your midweek edition of BagelTech Media. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. I hope everybody had a really good weekend. I had a pretty good weekend myself. I'm just trying to get caught up on Christmas shopping. My God. Are you the same? Are you trying to cram it at the last minute? Well, I'm in that boat this year. First time, actually, in my life that I've crammed for buying gifts at the last minute. I know it's not completely at the last minute, but 10 days? And cutting it kind of close. But hey, you know, let's battle the crowds. It's a lot of fun. No, not really. But hey, tis the season, right? Tis the season. Don't forget, BagelTech Media is part of the BagelTech Network. And you can go to BagelTechNews.com right now. And that is our network site, which is going to be having a revamp over the holiday season. And we're supposedly going to be getting a new site in the new year. Looking forward to that. But right now, BagelTechNews.com is the destination. Android news, Rage news, Daily Tech news, media news, obviously. It's all over there, BagelTechNews.com. Of course, you can find us very easy by just going to BagelTechMedia.com. You can also find us over there at the Tech Podcast Network as well, which we're a proud member of at TechPodcast.com, and also the TechPodcast.tv website for the video edition of the show. Well, without further ado, we've had a little bit of media tech news to get down with, yeah, and it's been going on since the weekend, so let's get you caught up right now. All right, our first bit of media tech news is we're kind of back on Boxy now. I know I've been kind of avoiding Boxy. I was all excited about it. Here comes Boxy. Boxy seems to be the coolest, and I just kind of haven't talked about it, have I? Haven't been a whole lot to talk about. Boxy, actually, let's just be frank, been a bit disappointing since it was released. They lost content. The box that came out was very buggy. Lots of fixes needed to be done to it. The UI was completely different from what we were used to. And, you know, I don't want to get into all the negative about it, but this week they did offer an update. Now, supposedly what it's going to be doing is doing an hourly scan of your SMB, UPnP, and USB sources, which is nice to see. That was not happening before. And in a lot of cases, what we were hearing from a lot of people, you just had to do it manually all the freaking time, which what a pain that was. A thing now that they've added to Boxy is 3D content. So if you have 3D content, you can actually view it on the Boxy now. You know, I'm not excited about it. There's been bug fixes. That's good because there's a lot of them we've been hearing about with Boxy. We're not even hearing about. We've been seeing it on YouTube that all the Boxy bugs. It kind of goes together, doesn't it? The Boxy bugs. And I guess a lot of those have been addressed, you know, with the, you know, kind of rebooting on its own, maybe not finding your attached storage or having trouble communicating with Windows machines, even Mac machines we've been seeing they've been having troubles communicating with. Apparently, a lot of those have been resolved with the new firmware updates. So it's probably best if you are on board with Boxy. Now, don't get me wrong. Boxy Box seems to be a fantastic thing. I still have a lot of hope in it, but you know, it's like the Google TV. Everybody's going to have to get together. Everybody's going to have to trust one another. And until that happens, this is what you get. This is what you get. A kind of fragmented set-top box. However, though, firmware's up there right now. So if you're sick of the bugs, your Boxy bugs, go get the update right now just through your Boxy box. All right, on with more media tech news. Speaking of set-top boxes and firmware updates and all that, if you were an owner of the Roku XR unit, you kind of been like, man, where's my HD? Well, you had 720, but where's my full HD? Where's my 1080 HD? Where is it? It's here, finally. After a lot of back and forth, because we have been hearing a bit of back and forth from Roku about when it's going to be coming out. 1080p is here for all the Roku XR units, and from what we've seen, it's a really good update. There's also optimization now for a Hulu. Hulu's looking really cool on this. On this thing, on the older boxes now, in 1080p video. I mean, I don't think you can go wrong with that. I mean, Roku, let's face it, it ain't the prettiest box in the world. It's very plain, you know, it's a set-top box. But Roku's been very good about getting content, staying with content. I mean, they're one of the first to have Netflix on the thing, and we see how popular Netflix is getting. I just don't think you can go wrong. And at least they're still supporting their old devices. I mean, the XR was one of the first units. From my recollection, it might have been the first unit. And they continued to support it. They continued to add content to it. And now here's a 1080p update, meaning that the hardware that they put in it from the beginning actually can still handle 1080p. I haven't seen a whole lot about how the new firmware is doing, but from all accounts, looks like a good update. So if you're on the old Roku XR unit, go grab your update also right now. Let's see. Moving on with more media tech news that is going on. Apparently, it's okay now. Apple says it's okay. You got the green light. You're okay, man. If you jailbroke your iPhone, now there was a lot of times in the past few months, Apple said, no, we're basically shutting the jailbreak iPhones off. And there was a few cases where they actually did do that, particularly with the newer ones, with the iPhone 3GS and, of course, the iPhone 4. And apparently now the API key was removed in iOS 4.2. It ain't there. This has just kind of popped up this week. So if you had this sort of fear about, oh, man, I kind of want to jailbreak it, but, you know, Apple might just say, bye. You don't have to worry about that now. And this is the way it should be. You know, we actually debated this on the BagelTech Big Show a few weeks ago about jailbreaking your iPhone and how legal is it. Well, I've always felt that you bought the phone, right? And if you're on contract, if you're out with your contract already, you legally own the phone, you should be able to jailbreak the thing. I mean, you bought it fair and square. It's yours. But there's the whole limitations about software versus hardware and is it legal and all this. I just feel that, you know, you bought it. And if you're willing to void your warranty, go ahead and do it. It's yours. You know, you're not hurting anybody else but yourself if you have a bad jailbreak or what have you. Now, those that, you know, that bought the phone through AT&T and you unlocked it and you're not using it through that and you've kind of abandoned that contract. Well, that was a contract. So that technically might be illegal, but never had a problem with jailbreaking. In fact, before the App Store even came along, it was the jailbreak that actually gave us our first apps on the iPhone way back in 2007. So maybe Apple took a few ideas from those people. But anyways, if you've been hesitant, if it's something you're thinking, hey, I want to do that over my Christmas break, you can do it now. And you don't have to worry about sweating because Apple says it's okay. It's okay now. You can jailbreak your iPhone. You have the green light. Our last bit of media tech news this week, I was debating. I didn't know if I really even wanted to put this thing in, but it's towards the end of the year. And, well, YouTube is it's a big place. We all go to YouTube. I go to YouTube daily. I mean, this year I've gone to YouTube more than I have probably in any years before. But it ain't for this. I just want to get that on the table right now. It is not for this. Apparently, Justin Bieber's, yeah, you know, the moppy-haired Canadian kid that seems all the little 12- and 13-year-olds love, has the biggest, most played video on YouTube this year. In fact, it might be one of the biggest videos ever of all time on YouTube. It's been the most viewed clip this year on YouTube. And get this, hello, our UK listeners. The folks over in the UK have been watching it the most. Are you one of them? Are you a secret Bieber fan? I sure as hell ain't, but I mean, I'm not a bit surprised to see this. I'm a bit sad to see this. Sorry, I'm not on the Bieber bandwagon, but it is to me, actually, it is amazing. When you start taking into account, it's actually amazing. I think YouTube has actually helped this kid out, gave a lot of exposure, and it just shows. YouTube is one heck of a platform out there to really promote bands, artists, and these kind of things. Neither one is this, as far as I'm concerned, but if you're a Justin Bieber fan, I guess you got to be happy. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know really what to think about this. I don't even know why I put it in the news. But if you really, really want to go check out the video is called Baby over at YouTube right now. All I can say is click at your own risk. All right, time now for Gadgets and Gizmos segment here on our midweek edition of BagelTech Media. And this is a freaky looking gadget. It is, again, for iPod. A lot of things are coming out with Christmas with iPod docks and all these things, but this is the freakiest looking one of all of them. It's the Speakle, I guess it's called Speakle iPig. It looks like a freaky space-age pig. Look at the thing. It looks like, I'm coming to take you away and going to steal your iPod. Doesn't it? It looks strange. It's kind of cool. It's $150. And from what we've heard, it actually sounds really, really good because of how it's designed. I don't know if I'd really want this thing. I mean, we have our Bagel Tech daily show with you and Rankin. Sometimes I also do the show a little bit too, but we have our Crap for Christmas with our very own Santa Claus on the Bagel Tech Network. I think this might fall in that category for your Crap for Christmas. But from what we see, it's this big eye pig. It worked with your iPod. You connect your iPod to it, and it's supposed to have really, really good sound. It looks like it's got a, what appears to be here, a volume knob, and I'm guessing possibly tone knob. Yeah, I don't know, honestly. It looks like a volume knob anyways, is what it looks like. Price, I said, $150. I guess if you're a pig lover and an iPod lover, the iPig might be on your Christmas list. I don't know. Still a little freaky to me. Well, that's going to wrap up your midweek edition of Bagel Tech Media. Once again, guys, thank you for taking the time, as always, to tune in and download the podcast. Without you, yes, you the listener, this podcast would mean nothing. The whole Bagel Tech Network would mean nothing without you. We thank you so much for your support. We do ask you right now, if you can, we've got the feeds on iTunes. If you would go on over there and leave us any kind of review, whatever you feel about the show, it's all right. If you love it, hey, that works great for us. If you think it needs improvement, or if you just don't like it, well, then, you know, I guess let it be. But anyways, please head on over to iTunes right now. We need some reviews on all of our feeds, our Bagel Tech Media show, the Daily Show, the Big Show, the Raid Show, the Droid Show. All the shows need some feedback, and we want to hear yours. So head on over to iTunes.com right now for that. If you want to get subscribed to the podcast, it's simple to do. Of course, you can do that at iTunes for Bagel Tech Media. You can also just go to our website at BagelTechMedia.com for that. You can get subscribed to the audio or video edition of the web or of the website of the media show, should I say? Big tongue twister there. Also, we're on YouTube as well. We're also on Vimeo. We're also on Blip.tv. We're also on Roku, and we're also on the Boxy. So wherever you want to get a hold of us, just get subscribed. That way you can stay up in the latest media technology news. And I just heard a firework. Yes, we're in the Philippines. We start hearing fireworks at Christmas time, believe it or not. Yes, it's true. Also, I don't know if you heard that or not. Also, you can email us. It's never out of the question. We'd love to get it. BagelTechMedia@gmail.com. BagelTechMedia@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter as well at Twitter.com/BagelTechMedia. You can also follow me on Twitter as well at Twitter.com/KyleSwagger. And we will be back here. Of course, we do the show twice a week, so we'll be back here for your weekend installment of Bagel Tech Media. So until then, I hope you enjoy the rest of the week, and we'll see you back here on Saturday for Bagel Tech Media. This is your source for everything that's happening in media tech.